The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
I'm a fireball.
This is Hockey Town USA, mother bleepers.
Handwagon!
This thing is rolling. Big Cat County is back in business.
Oh, was it those waters in Finland?
Must have been. Must have been. Great elixir.
Luongo's back. That's what it is.
The essence of Barkov has washed over this team. Yevgeny Dadonov.
Or
Mike Hoffman.
They just got their goalie back.
That's what I just said.
That's what he just said. Minus one. Bad listening.
I don't listen to him. It's not bad listening.
No excuse for losing points.
Wait, you have selective listening.
Minus one.
No. I only listen to Tobin because you force us to listen to you when you come hammering in with your hot takes.
Boom, boom, boom.
If we ever have a streak of bad shows, we should all do a show from Finland.
I agree.
Yeah.
Or at least is there any Finnish water? Like, is
what's a product of Finland? Like, what do they make?
I don't know.
Don't they make a car over there?
I don't know, but we could bless this show with some Finland water, and then boom, we're back. New baptism of the show. The Panthers are rolling. That was cool yesterday. 5 in a row. How about that?
Yeah, I heard it on radio because that's what was on.
That's what was on. I chose to listen to the Panthers. That Doug Plagans does a good job.
I mean, yeah. One man, and sometimes when he's by himself or
on the road,
he does a lot. He does. I mean, that guy.
Dude, hockey seems like the hardest game to call.
It's constantly going.
And I see some of the seats they give, like Goldie on television. I'm like, good God, how do they do that? Is that why they stick Muller down by the rink?
Yeah. Finland seems like a boring country because it says the number one thing you should buy when you're in Helsinki, according to two different travel sites I was just on, are traditional Finnish wall hangings.
Huh.
Wall hanging.
That's the number one export?
No. That's like when you go to Finland, the one thing you should bring home, if you go to Helsinki, according to two different sites I've been on so far, traditional Finnish wall hangings.
Do they have their own version of fish? Because I know the Swedes have fish, Swedish fish, but we don't have Finnish fish.
There's Swedish fish, pound for pound. Pound for pound, one of the best candies on the planet.
Oh my God.
What?
What are we doing?
They do have something called phaser candies, but they don't look like fish.
Are those even from Sweden?
Swedish fish?
Yeah.
No, I feel like they sold their naming rights.
I mean,
they're not from
Robbie.
Can you
look up the history of Swedish fish? They definitely sell them at IKEA.
You know who has the best Swedish fish? Whole Foods.
That's what Sweden's known for.
Oh, Finnish vodka. They have Finlandia vodka.
We did a vodka taste test already, though. It didn't go so good.
It says place of origin, Sweden.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, hence the name Swedish fish.
Want a hockey staff for your ass?
Go.
Boom. Check this out. Via NHL PR, Mike Hoffman and Evgeny Dadonov are the first set of teammates to record simultaneous point streaks of 12 games or more since Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin since 2007.
Oh.
2007, Leroy.
Hot ice takes.
How about that?
Still not in the playoffs.
Well, not yet, but there's a lot of hockey to go. A lot of hockey to go.
Yeah.
And I know we've said that a lot in many years past. But a lot of hockey to go. And Hoffman, longest point streak for the Panthers since Pavel Bure.
Yep.
How about that?
Question. What do you make of this game that was in Mexico and now it's back in L.A.?
Good for them.
No, I know they did the right thing, but shouldn't that be checked out a little bit more?
Well, no, they checked out a week before the game.
No.
Oh, you mean like the schedule, like what's going on?
They know what's coming through there before the game. And shouldn't that have been, hey, you feel better be right.
So are you upset because now the Chiefs have to adjust to a home game in L.A.? Like, is that the problem?
The Chiefs don't have a home. Is the Chiefs a home team?
No, the Rams are the home team.
Yeah, they're in L.A., so they're home.
Is that why?
No, that don't bother me. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
He's saying from the Mexican side, like, this is a big game. It's the only NFL game they're going to have this year. Is priority number one should be, no matter how many events you have, making sure this field is okay for this game.
Don't you think the Mexican soccer games, that's the bigger priority?
Boys, we have to backtrack for 1 second.
What happened?
A study from the United Nations proves that the world's water situation, the best water in the world is to be found in Finland.
Really?
What?
So.
It is the water.
Crazy.
The report listed 122 countries in order from best to worst in terms of quality of water. Finland came in number one, followed by Canada. New Zealand was third, Great Britain four, and Japan was five. U.S. not up there.
Damn, point for Robbie.
That Canadian water is delicious.
Yeah, so
right when you go to Tim Hortons and get all that delicious
food. They have a water called Aquafenica. One of their bottled waters is supposed to be top-notch. So maybe we should order a case.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Point for Robbie.
One of them that's blessed by Nesquimo,
Sweden
right,
is
Robbie?
Known for Swedish chef Muppets.
So we got going on sports, Beast.
I was just pondering the Swedish chef because I don't think that really counts.
Talking about Swedish Chef from like Muppet Babies?
Yeah, well, from the Muppets and then the Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies is like in my house all the time.
I wasn't going to bring this up.
Wait, that's still on?
They redid it.
They redid it? I used to love the Muppet Babies.
Yeah, Muppet Babies is all new.
What channel is that on?
I'll tell you what, Miss Nanny, hot.
What channel is that on?
Oh, Disney Junior?
Disney Junior.
Yeah, Disney Junior. Yep. Yeah, they got themselves a young nanny. With some fine nanny legs. Not like that old ass nanny.
What are you doing?
I'm just, what? Listen, I'm sorry. You know what happens when I watch this damn Disney Junior all day. This is why I have a thing for the choo-choo soul lady. Like, I'm sorry. Your mind wanders. If you're sitting there and I'm watching a streak, that's what happens.
It's why, you know, when I have to watch the regular Disney Channel because Raven's Home is on, I start meandering.
Hey, hot is hot. You got to call it when you see it. That's a rule.
Jessica Rabbit, hottest cartoon.
How was he yesterday at this poker tournament? How was his behavior?
Well, wait, real quick. First, let me just do this real quick. Listen, the only real sports is that the Heat play tonight against Brooklyn. The Heat are somehow favored.
Take the Nets and the points.
Listen.
Favored. It's not even a damn word.
7:30 is a tip. 6:30 is Sass and Tommy Tiger of the pregame show.
Favored.
Right here in your home for the Miami Heat. AM 790 FM 104.3 HG2, the ticket. There you go.
So, Robbie came early. So we were playing poker. I look behind me. Robbie's there. Don't have any Crocs on.
Still
in IR. Look, the way Crocs work, you throw them away and get a new pair. You don't fix them.
Are they like getting? Are they rehabbing or are they?
They're gonna go see Dr. James Andrews.
That would be something. Let's send them. Let's send them to Dr. James Andrews.
I swear
to
God,
we got two ligaments.
I would love to send Robbie and a video crew into Dr. James Andrews' office.
Fix him.
Doc, what can you do to
save
the Crocs?
Him? Yeah. So he comes in. I lose to Gary. I actually came in third.
Gary Saunders, our sales guy.
Yeah. Which?
You came in third of the whole thing?
This is the pre-tournament. This is like the media tournament.
Just with the media. And a whole bunch of Dolphins. Old Dolphins.
You let Gary Saunders in there?
So.
How old? Like, are we talking Zonka?
Played with Zonka.
You played with Zonka?
No. The other Dolphins.
Oh.
So we had Kimbo Camper, Joe Rose. Mm-hmm. Nat Moore was there, but he didn't play. Who's a kid from Notre Dame? I forgot. There was a kid from Notre Dame. He didn't play for the Dolphins.
Brady Quinn?
No. And a couple other guys. So Robbie comes in.
Yep.
Then I lose to Gary. No. Gary.
How dare you?
Gary. I had a pair. He had ace king. He drew four clubs, which is like impossible.
How dare you lose?
So then I said, Robbie, let's go get something to eat. So we come back. Mine is right for poker. Belly is right for poker. We playing, topping it up. He's at a different table. Get moved tables. Now I get moved to moneymaker's table.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Now, so we already been talking trash at 4:00.
Yep.
Now it's carrying over. And the radio show comes up, and now we're talking trash.
Oh, so he remembers I'm a bust you
up. Yeah, yeah.
And so he pulls out the tricks.
No tricks, just cards.
Just bust you up.
Bust me up.
Damn.
And then I got cracked.
Was it like easy pickings for him?
I mean, I never really saw him without a massive pile of chips.
Well, he made the final table, and I had left. So if he calls in later today, I'll ask him how he did. But I know he made the final table.
Might call in today?
It was a thing he was looking forward to more than anything in the
world.
He's
now a friend of the show?
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
As long as he can talk trash.
But what was the scene? Because I heard after you were out, you went over to see what Robbie was up to.
Robbie was sitting in his poker position.
What, which is?
Just like that. Just looking like Robbie.
Have a backwards visor?
Well, I did have the backwards hat that they gave to everybody.
Yeah, they gave us a hat.
The same one Leroy's wearing.
Yeah. Okay, you had it on backwards.
Does he have any charms at the table?
Was there any kind of
No. That, there was another pro next to me, and the way it happens is like PokerStars does all these events all over, and they do these events, and if you get in these events, you have a chance to win like a PokerStars credit of like $30,000 in the event, a big time event that's in Bahamas January, and they do them all over. So these guys go all over and they play in these events. They play cash games and they play in the tournaments that they have there. And it's actually pretty cool. And they can do everything, but they can't win.
Ah.
So they're not allowed to win. So they could come in second. So what happens is, like he said, he made a final table and there was three players left. And the other guy was celebrating when Moneymaker knocked the third guy out.
Because he can't lose. It's good living.
Right.
So how'd you do, Robbie?
I was literally the bubble boy. I finished 11th place. And the 10 players make the final table. I was 11th.
Oh, man.
Not me, but like you were holding on to those chips for dear life. Like you weren't playing any hands.
I mean, I was playing the hands. I did it like Mikey McDermott. You play one big hand an hour and just grind the rest of the time.
Can we get to something that was brought up before the show between Robbie and I?
Sure.
Was there, while poker was going on, a conversation about what the proper terminology for a female deer is?
Donkey.
Donkey, female donkey.
Yes. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it.
So Robbie's playing poker and decides that while Leroy's coming to cheer him on, hey, Leroy, can you Google what they call a female donkey?
Well, because what happened was Leroy came in and said, hey, you're not playing any hands. And I'm like, Leroy, I'm letting these donkeys take each other out. And there was a female sitting next to me, and she got kind of a little upset, a little perturbed. And then that led to a conversation of, hey, what's a female donkey? And we couldn't think of anything other than calling a lady ass. That's what we came up with.
No, it's a Jenny or a Jeanette.
Like Scooter Jeanette, the baseball player. Like
I think she would have been more offended if he called her a Jenny.
Yeah, we agree.
Well, I mean, you certainly don't want to go with lady ass.
Yeah, lady ass that's is going to get kicked out.
Hey, that's what I went with. What do you call a...
I mean, but does that surprise you?
I thought a donktress.
What are you guys doing?
You're offending
a charity tournament? We got to go there every Friday.
No. I played with her. Oh, no, you...
I played with her.
You played with her.
Does it surprise you that Robbie would get himself in such a situation?
I feel like he'd have some gambling etiquette.
He went to Leroy's house and talked about competitions and...
That, let me tell you, that was... like the most awkward situation ever.
Yeah, if we could bring people back, what happened was it graduation?
Graduation.
It was a graduation party. High
school graduation.
It was Leroy's stepson's graduation, and old BD, the birth daddy, came there, and he decided, I'm not gonna bring the food already cooked. I'm gonna bring the food and cook it there, which is just egregious in its own right.
Right, that's ridiculous.
So
he said his grill broke.
Yeah, so we had decided amongst this show, this has turned into a straight up competition. All right, it's Leroy versus BD, but nobody else knew about this competition.
No,
in the family, only Leroy's wife's coworkers, because they listened to the show, and so everybody's like kind of looking around, all tense. And so BD...
No, I introduced him to everybody.
I was the first one there.
I introduced him to everybody.
Right.
And I introduced him to Robbie. And Robbie looks up and says, so who's winning?
Yeah.
I'm like, Robbie!
It was a secret amongst us. Could have been fine.
Right.
But now they knew that BD... And BD lost, by the way.
And I believe that was the same day as Edison Volquez's no-hitter.
Oh, you know. Oh, my God.
Yeah, which Robbie hid from us.
Right. Like, the Marlins are throwing a new no-hitter. Robbie is the only one that knows and won't share that information because he didn't want to jinx it.
Except
don't
the
you
one
have
dude.
To be in the stadium to jinx it?
Jinxes are jinxes.
No. I believe in the no-hitter jinx, but at least be like, hey, why don't you guys watch the Marlins game?
Yeah, or at least, like, hey, the Marlins are on.
Marlins are on.
Nope. He's huddled around his Fox Sports Go app.
Well, the one TV that was being used was like a slideshow of Fonz, and I didn't want to take the slideshow off and put the Marlins game off. I didn't want to be that rude.
Hey, Leroy has other TVs in his house.
Yeah, I got plenty.
Well, I can understand that. That's a little too obvious. But just say like, hey, peep my phone. I'm like, oh, what do you have going on here, Robbie? Oh, nothing. No, just the Marlins game.
Has Robbie ever done anything on the sly? Like, hey, wink, wink. No.
No. It's all out in the open.
Don't underestimate the sneakiness.
Let's get to this bleep show that's going on with the Golden State Warriors next.
Oh! Wait a minute! California
love. All right, welcome back. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. I think Twin Peaks is delivering some food soon.
Yeah, they
excited.
Are.
Leroy's eating ribs in here.
I'm going to try to not make it weird.
That's not going to happen. Speaking of making it weird, Draymond Green and Kevin Durant are making it weird. I mean, they had talk about like the worst turnover of all time. I mean, this turned into a real soap opera. Everything that was bubbling up, Draymond Green, he's got himself a way of lashing out because he embarrasses himself and he goes,
"Oh yeah, well, where are you going? Where are you going, Kevin?"
He's like, "Hey man, don't get mad. What are you gonna talk about futures for? You all I was mad about is that you didn't give me the ball."
Look, he was wrong. He knew he was wrong, and that's his coping mechanism.
Yeah,
to try to reverse it.
Wait, so he was wrong, right? Let me get the story straight.
Yeah,
yeah. When you have Kevin Durant on your team and you got 7 seconds
left,
you give him the ball.
That part I understand, but then he lashed out at Kevin by making it about free agency.
Yes,
that's what happened.
Free agency.
Yeah, you didn't hear this part.
No,
the argument got into the fact that
he goes, "Who are you talking to, Kevin? Who are you talking to?" And then there's then everybody's looking at the video, and it looks like Kevin's like, "That's why I'm out of here. That's why I'm out," is what he kept saying on the video. And so then apparently they go into the locker room.
Right.
And he's calling him the B word repeatedly, UB, because that's his favorite. And all the teammates got really mad at him. Even Klay Thompson spoke up, which really shocked the locker room.
Well, he talked?
He's like, "Guys, we need to stay united." Because Klay Thompson. Yeah, he just wants to shoot threes and live life.
Well, no, here. When you play a professional sport, here's the thing you have to understand. If you got a guy on your team that helps you win and is one of the top three players in the league, you accommodate him. Because he is going to help you get more championships. Mm-hmm. Draymond might be the glue. But that ain't winning you no championships. Glue guy is not winning you championships.
But the glue guy is the guy that got that guy there. Like, that glue guy should have some clout in that locker room. Like,
No, you can't. Look, man, you made a mistake. That's where it should have ended. Mm-hmm. My bad. I apologize.
I don't think
start lashing out.
Yeah, I don't think you should ask about somebody's future business or what it is. Like, that's business. It's his contract, whatever.
But that's where you go when you have no other comeback.
I understand. But if it was just a simple fight, of him feeling like Kevin Durant disrespected him, Draymond Green has the clout in that locker room where he should be able to call out Kevin Durant.
But he didn't disrespect him. Wait, is there anybody on planet Earth that doesn't think Draymond should have gave it to KD?
No.
That's not disrespecting him by going to him saying, "Get me the damn ball."
Other than Draymond in that moment.
Right.
Although, even with that being said.
What is the although?
It's just like Draymond should be at a point where he's like, "Hey man, I'm not the Mario Chalmers of this team. Like I'm a perennial all-star."
Wait,
all-star.
But that's not his role. He did it to himself.
No, I know he embarrassed himself.
But wait, the reason why everybody's on him is because of his actions.
But if KD is on the floor there saying, "That's why I'm out. That's why I'm out," and then he goes, "Who are you talking to?" He's very upset because look, Draymond brought him into the party.
You know what?
He invited him.
Look. KD could have said at that moment in time, "Honeybees." Draymond was still going to go off like he did because he has a hard time just saying, "My bad."
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, have you ever heard him apologize for kicking, who'd he kick in the junk?
Everybody.
Right, but.
Remember he said that's how he follows through on a shot.
Right, but I'm just saying, didn't he get suspended for game 7?
He's the reason for Cleveland's championship.
Right. So, think about that. Like, I still haven't heard an apology. He swore up and down that was his normal motion, which you can throw a couple of catfish at that.
Yeah, it's weird to have a motion where you high kick somebody in the junk like Steven Adams or do the crane kick right in LeBron's jewels.
Right.
And so, yeah, man, it's I get you. He's a hothead, but he's also the pulse of that team. Like of that team having to embrace being the bad guy, he likes that more than anybody
else. There is a difference being the pulse, and there's a difference being the star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Glue guy. Glue guy gets credit, but the star's winning the game.
Let's say this, though. If there was a situation, like, let's bring it back to Miami. If there was a situation.
Who had the ball? Say, who are we going to give? I mean.
Make it Udonis. Like the
Udonis is passing that ball.
No, I know he's passing that ball, but just let's say he has a big blunder and LeBron James goes at him in the middle of it. Like, Udonis still has the clout in that team to get mad.
But KD didn't disrespect him by going after him. It's basketball. He was supposed to get the ball.
In his mind, he should have gotten the ball. I mean, really? Draymond got the rebound.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? In fact, I believe opposite.
I'm not trying to argue the basketball move. Okay. I understand. You give the ball to Kevin Durant.
Right.
I'm saying make it Miami and make it the blunder being the clout of somebody in the locker room. If Udonis Haslem does something wrong and LeBron James belittles him. Like he would Mario Chalmers.
But here, did KD belittle?
I imagine to get that upset, he's probably saying
something.
No, he was
that upset right away. Right away, man, because KD...
Because Kevin's telling him to get in the ball.
KD was sitting on the sideline making comments. He was not raising his voice, wasn't getting up all in people's face.
So what? How infuriated do you get when our boss goes, calm down, calm... Or is just like dismissively calm.
Right.
You know? Like you're getting too excited about this, even though they're still being a jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what we're going with. Hello, Twin Peaks. Welcome on into the show. They're bringing in some food. You guys want to go to the, by the way, they're coming in here to promote the Twin Peaks Sports Lodge. So while the Riptide Music Festival is going on, you want to catch sports, you guys can do that. What do you guys have here today?
All right, Solange is with us from Twin Peaks. She's going to come sit next to me here. And how are you doing, Solange?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Talking to this mic right there.
Doing awesome. Thank you.
What did you bring us here today?
I brought you guys some chicken and waffles, steak salad, and a chicken quesadilla as well.
All right. By the way, gentlemen, if you want to see the food that they brought in, I'm Facebooking live right now on the ticket website. Say hi, Solange.
Hi.
All right. There you go.
Do you have a favorite amongst these three?
I definitely say the chicken and waffles.
Yeah, that's
it
my
is
style.
So good.
Oh, my God. Look at that egg on there.
Chicken and waffles. So good. Chicken and waffles may be one of the greatest food inventions of all time.
Honestly.
It really is.
Really?
What?
Leroy's on the keto, so he gets a steak salad.
No, I understand he's on the keto, but you're a no on the chicken and waffles?
Yeah.
Why?
Wait a minute.
What?
How can you be no on chicken and waffles?
What?
Because.
Well, why?
Oh. You just don't get out.
No.
Get out.
Hold on. Just go. let me explain to you how my eating habits are formed. There's certain foods that belong by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And certain food, just like I'm not a big eating pizza in the morning guy.
Sure.
I'll eat it for lunch. Not breakfast.
Okay, well, those of us that are out of college will probably agree with you, but yeah, go ahead.
So you don't like cross blending meal types?
Yeah.
So breakfast and fried chicken don't do it for you.
No. Why? Just because I'm black, I'm supposed to like fried chicken?
Yeah, you said it.
Steak and eggs.
Like, why not?
Steak
why
and
not
eggs.
Like
that
it?
Works.
Steak and eggs, yeah. Just
that works.
Like chicken and waffles.
Chicken
why so not it, put some syrup on it? Like, warm.
Why can't the breakfast migrate?
It's the syrup on the chicken that.
Oh, but I think syrup on chicken would be good.
Gravy.
I've never had.
What about honey on chicken? Yeah. You ever do honey on chicken?
Oh,
what about pizza? Pizza and ranch.
I don't like honey chicken.
Pizza and ranch. Come
nah,
on.
I'm not
oh,
doing that.
What are you doing there?
I like what she's thinking.
Why not?
Robbie.
Yeah,
he said,
yes.
Robbie, our producer,
pizza and ranch.
He's odd. He's
a fan of pizza and ranch.
He likes pizza and ranch.
You dip it in the ranch.
See, I'm not the only one.
You're talking like chain pizza or actual pizza?
Whatever pizza.
No, you can't get a high quality pizza and put ranch on it. That's
a nice and real Italian pizza.
It works better with Italian pizza because you can fold it up.
No,
like,
no. That goes
to the
highest class that goes to is like Papa John's or something like that.
No!
Yes. Dipping sauces?
Dipping sauces.
Look, you take that big old slice.
If you guys want some good dipping sauces, come to Peaks.
You get a plate, squirt some ranch on it, dip and go, baby.
No. What is the best sauce at Twin Peaks?
Honestly, we have a couple new sauces that you guys have to try, but my favorite one's the garlic parm, I have to say.
Which Twin Peaks are you from? Because there was like some bad blow with the ladies we had last week.
She's from Davie.
Oh, you're from Davie as well.
Yeah, but we love Davie.
Okay.
We love Davie. We won't talk about the other store.
Okay, good. Because I heard
we're the best of the best.
I heard about the other ones. They were like, oh, get the hell out of here. So you're still with the Davie crew.
I'm still with the Davie crew. All the way.
Are you gonna, we have the Yuengling Twin Peaks Sports Lodge out at our big concert, Riptide, powered by Ford, coming up. Solange, you're gonna try to be out there.
I am. Hopefully, it's gonna be a great show. I was asked earlier. I was like, "Hey, if they ask me to come, for sure, I'm gonna be there."
All right, tremendous.
Every square.
We will. We'll dig into some of this. Thank you for stopping in.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Get on over.
It's wonderful. So
get on over to Twin Peaks and Davie. We'll check that out and eat some of this food during the break. We'll be back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Stephen Leroy and Beast. So I want to get back into this Durant-Draymond thing.
Yes, because I mean, I don't understand what argument anybody could possibly have on behalf of Draymond.
My argument would be this, is if a guy, even if he's hot-headed, if you have a guy on your team who you know has got a little bit of a temper to him, and he makes a mistake at the end of the game, don't belittle him. Like, don't make him feel like such an idiot. You guys have done a lot together. You've done a lot of winning together, and
Is that belittling him?
It is.
No. Well,
it can
why?
Be.
Why? Why?
If he makes a big mistake, you don't think he knows he made a big mistake?
Clearly not.
Really? Okay, so nobody's ever made a mistake and known they made a mistake.
No.
You meant to fumble footballs.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, point in time did he acknowledge I should have thrown it.
Yeah, but nobody needs to tell Leroy he effed up. Hey, hold on to the ball, Horde.
Well, I still get it.
I know you still get it, but does it help?
Yeah, but no. Wait. Yeah, I mean, listen.
But Draymond was almost going back at him as if, who are you to tell me I should pass it to you?
I mean,
that's kind of how he went at him.
It seemed like he was going with the, I'm the man here.
And most of the time,
let me ask you something.
Most of the time when you see that, when you see a situation like that, that guy will go, my bad. I'm sorry, my bad.
All right. But if he's just upset and he feels like you're coming at him and he's feeling judged, you don't feel like...
KD! Look at the incident! Was KD going at him?
KD's not that type of guy. You think KD's the type of guy who's going to scream in somebody's face? Or is he the guy who's like, calm down, Draymond, man. Stop acting like you're all upset. And like that just makes you more upset? Like
he's right! He has no right to get that upset when he's the one that screwed up!
Should KD really be belittling Draymond? Belittling him in a November game against the Clippers?
Let me ask you a question. If everybody on planet Earth knows KD is supposed to get the ball, is KD wrong saying, get me the damn ball?
If he's still a jerk about it, yeah.
But there's no signs that he was being a jerk. Draymond was losing his mind.
Hold on. Within the dude who fights with people on the internet under aliases, we don't think he was saying anything sly or anything slick in the midst of this argument or confrontation.
Well, you read lips. What was he saying?
That's why I'm out.
Okay.
That's what he said. That's why I'm out. His brother has weighed in. Tony Durant. Tony Durant, yeah. Wow. Kevin Durant's brother. Because we need to know.
Right.
He says, true colors ain't hard to see when someone is mad. It's so much more clearer now. LOL. He also posts, instead of competing with what's already written, just follow along before the greatness is done rubbing off on you and people see you for what you really are. Here's the thing where I have an issue with the Durants, okay?
Why are you putting Durants in there?
This is because now
Tony's been involved for a while.
Now they're running up the score.
You kind of going Team Petty on this situation.
Because I understand Team Petty. See, you need to be in the mind of the Petty to understand the Petty. And this is, and really, this is a lot of what... you know, stems off of LeBron James. So I'm a different guy now. I'm not like that anymore. But I'm trying to take you inside my mind. Now, Kevin Durant may be like, hey,
I can't.
I'm looking around in your mind. I see some snacks.
Robbie knows what I'm talking about.
A couple of cheeseburgers. LeBron with a circle and a cross through it. And now you put KD in there?
I'm not petty on Kevin Durant, but I'm coming to you from Draymond's perspective.
Wait. You are the foremost expert on Draymond?
Yeah. Oh, I'm a great Draymond expert.
Now, is that why you were kicking earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was going on before the show when you were just suddenly...
I was watching Donald Cerrone videos. He's fighting Conor McGregor. I was getting hype.
But you were putting on your own kicking demonstration
in
the studio?
Well, the stupid door never closes, so I was doing the sidekick.
And by the way, I don't think he got his leg above the handle, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Doesn't matter. Back close
to,
that door.
Back anyway. To you defending Draymond. Hear, getting to Draymond's
hear,
head.
Let's hear. I'm not petty, but I understand petty.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant was a longtime choke artist before he got to Golden State. Draymond Green welcomed him into the family. He brought him in. Is it beneficial for Kevin Durant to be there? Certainly. But let's not act like they were struggling. They had an epic collapse in the postseason because Draymond kicked somebody in the nuts. But they were still good enough to be there. Mind you, that was a team that broke the regular season wins record when Kevin Durant got there. So it seemed like Draymond Green and life there was doing pretty fine before they decided to invite KD and just ruin basketball altogether. So all I'm saying is Kevin Durant should be pretty grateful that they were even interested in having him be a part of the party because
what?
He wasn't doing nothing.
What are you doing? You don't believe in that nonsense yourself.
I do.
No,
I do.
You do don't. Not.
I do.
Wait,
no, you do
not. Wait, wait. No. Let me get this right.
No.
So basically what you're saying is one of the top three players in the league
yep.
should be grateful that a team allowed him to play for them.
Yep. The team.
They were doing pretty fine
no,
without him.
No, you don't, they, Robbie.
No.
No, they did win a title.
You beat a title. You were great. Right. Regular, wonderful.
They broke the Bulls' record for wins.
Guess what?
The did Heat they won, win a championship that year?
Well, Heat, no, because Draymond kicked somebody in the nuts.
Hey, the Heat won a title before LeBron got here.
Whoa, that was like eight, right. 5 years beforehand. Like all the people, there was no Shaq.
Facts is facts.
You're right.
Facts is facts. The Heat won a title before LeBron.
See, this is where you're
first of all,
see,
no,
you just boxed yourself in.
No, no.
You just boxed yourself in, and you didn't even realize it, because that's why he was such a rat bastard for leaving in the first place, because he was a nothing, a two-bit nothing before he got here. He was quitting against the Celtics because his point guard was stooping the mom.
Two words. You're back.
No. That's just past episodes. I'm a different guy.
No, you're not.
That was a rerun.
I just had to bust it out just
you
to
just
box you in.
Out.
He's got some royalties for that.
No. Yeah, that's you know, that is my thriller. Now, I'm just saying, facts are facts. He should have been more grateful to the Miami Heat for getting him to be at a championship level. And then him going back. By the way, I was watching back this Love of Basketball, the Levitard show I was watching today. The fact that he went back to Cleveland is a disgrace. That's another story for another day. But Kevin Durant, he got the golden ticket. All right? If anything, Draymond Green is Willy Wonka. He was walking out there in his purple suit like Gene Wilder. Here you go, Kevin. You get to be away from Russell Westbrook. Most selfish point guard in the league, and we're going to put you with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, more space than you can deal with. I'm going to defend the toughest player on the team. Let's go. Kevin Durant's like, really? And now all of a sudden everybody thinks that he's in line with LeBron James. Your guy, LeBron James, Leroy. That's all thanks to Draymond. All I'm saying is because of that, he should be a little bit more mindful.
Let me just go through a couple of texts. Tobin found his inner Stugatz. Tobin is a crazy person. Team Petty will be in full effect when football season is over. 100% agree. Tobin Warriors were great without KD. Shouldn't have read that one. That only feeds.
Told you.
And we have a side note.
Yep.
Important Doombox update. Next week is not only Chase Week, it is Chase Giving.
Point for Dexter.
Point for Texter.
That was pretty good. Ooh, somebody accused you of getting Zaslow-ish.
I saw that, but I didn't want to bring it
Please
up.
Please fix it.
How was I Zaslow-ish?
He says you're becoming obnoxious.
Nah, I'm not being obnoxious.
Becoming.
Everybody, see, here's the thing. Everybody jumps onto just who's on top. Nobody ever remembers the ride that got there. It's very easy to say, oh, Kevin Durant's the best player, therefore he's right. But you have to remember what got him to that level, okay? Kevin Durant's on a way to a third straight championship because Draymond Green was humble enough to say, please join our juggernaut and add your wisdom and add your talents to it, and we will help you get to a place you've never been before. He knows he's gone, but it's in that situation, Durant should be a little bit more thankful that he was allowed to be on this historical ride.
How the hell did this turn into bashing LeBron? Because
it's not. It's
that's
not,
what Team
it's
Petty
not.
Does.
No. Read the rest of the text.
Tobin is an ungrateful rat bastard.
I'm not ungrateful. I'm just spitting facts.
You're ungrateful.
How am I ungrateful? I had great fun with LeBron James. Wait. I've never said he's a bad basketball player.
Followed by.
I've never said he's a bum.
Leroy will now defend the land in 3, 2, 1. Kick rocks!
He's right, though.
No, I'm not. Wait.
He is kind of right.
You took a situation happening on the other side of the country to bash LeBron.
No. I did not. I'm just using past examples. Like for example, let's say LeBron James did this to Udonis Haslam. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That would be rude and also ungrateful because Udonis was a champion before
you
got...
Did you say ungrateful? Or...
Yeah. Ungrateful.
Right, okay.
But it's also ingrateful.
No,
really.
You wanted to say an ingrate.
Yeah, but he's not. He's being an ingrate, but he's also being ungrateful.
In fact, there was actually an opposite scenario what happened. Remember that time where LeBron passed up a shot to Udonis Haslam, and Udonis Haslam missed the shot? Everybody went crazy. How could LeBron not take that shot?
That was against the Jazz.
Yes.
You know, everybody...
Wait. How could LeBron not take the shot? He's always a pass to open guy. But what if it was the other way? We would all be saying, why wouldn't he pass it to LeBron?
No one, right. No one speaks badly about Udonis. He could do it no wrong.
Okay, but you guys have to realize,
well,
Draymond,
Udonis knows better.
Okay, but Draymond is their Udonis Haslam.
No, he's not.
No, he is not.
He is Warriors culture.
At the time.
He is Warriors culture.
What?
He is.
Really? Hitting guys in the junk? That's
would
not
you like
Warriors
to make
culture.
A wager? Would
God,
you like to
come
make...
on, let's not disrespect the guy's career. Draymond's... The guy's been a fan. He's been a fantastic
he
player.
He hits guys in the junk.
Okay, he's also one of the best defenders
question.
In the league. He's well-rounded.
Who's going to be in Golden State longer, KD or Draymond?
Draymond. KD's out, bro.
Yeah, KD's gone.
He's out.
But isn't Draymond's contract up, too?
It doesn't matter.
No,
KD's
he's
out.
Got two more years.
KD's out.
All right.
Yeah, he's got two more years. Klay's up this year.
All right.
Klay's up this year. Now, could we be hearing something out on the seas? Because now we have a disgruntled star.
Oh. Draymond?
No,
you,
don't.
Wait.
You, no.
Wait.
No.
Wait.
Do not.
Wait.
Do not. Don't. Don't do it.
I mean, you look at Draymond. I'm looking at disgruntled KD.
Yeah, but he already said no. I'm not. I'm trying to be realistic.
Oh. -1 for saying something like that.
Why?
I'm trying to be realistic. When? When have you been realistic?
Always.
You caught a frozen iguana.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. Everybody said I was a kook for saying that the Heat were in on the Jimmy Butler talks. They were. I said that before anybody else. Before anybody,
even before Five Reasons?
Even before Five Reasons. Who had the bat signal up on disgruntled star? He should get in on that. Who? Who?
Pope Petty.
Yeah. You bet your ass, Pope Petty. And so I can smell a disgruntled...
Oh, we betting asses now.
I can see a disgruntled star from a mile away. 3,000 miles away. And I'm just saying, there's trouble in paradise. And if they want to keep Kevin Durant, that means they got to ship off Draymond.
Wait.
And if you're going to ship off Draymond...
Let me ask you
no
a question.
Talks.
What's the trade?
Let me ask you a question. You're on KD for the way he got on Draymond.
Yeah.
What about the rest of the team? Because everybody was on Draymond.
They're all just followers. They're all just followers. Pod Piper. If Steph was there, Steph would
have
stuck up.
We
for,
have some
for
breaking
Draymond.
News on the final results of lawsuits between Arkansas State and the University of Miami over that game that they wanted to play, but there was a hurricane.
How much money they got to give him?
Tell you after the break.